I'm at the Arena Leisure Centre in Camberley with Murray Rowlands. Now, Murray has just written a book, which is just about to be launched. Murray's known in the community not really for his book writing, but more for his political activity. He's the guy behind the Politico's live debates that are held regularly in the borough. But that's not what we're here about today. We're here about his new book, which is called Innocence into War. Murray, what is this book about, and what inspired you to write it?
Well, people in this area might think it's strange to be talking about New Zealand soldiers here in both wars, but there were 5,000 here in the Second World War, based in the Camberley area.
Right.
27,000 New Zealanders were in hospital at Walton-upon-Thames, a similar number in hospitals in Brockenhurst. So all of the south of England, there was large bodies of New Zealand soldiers in both wars. And among them, of course, were my great-uncles, who were based on Salisbury Plain at a notorious New Zealand camp called Fling Camp.
Right.
And the book is about, really, about their experiences. But it's not all war. There's a love affair. They both fall in love with the same woman, and in the middle of the trenches at Passchendaele, and then in the great German advance of 1918, here are these two young New Zealanders, not yet 20 even, who imagine that they have the affection of this particular beautiful woman.
Right.
So there's that mixed up in it. Then I followed them back to New Zealand and how their lives developed. One became a very famous politician, and the other, more or less, although he's a very talented artist, more or less died in obscurity.
Now, the book is a novel,
yes,
but it's very much based upon fact.
Absolutely, yes. I've drawn from original sources and the work of Christopher Pugsley, who was based at the Royal Military Academy, and has written extensively about Gallipoli, and then followed the New Zealanders to Passchendaele and to northern France. A lot of people know about Gallipoli.
Mm.
We're doing a launch on Anzac Day, which is the day New Zealand forces landed in Turkey in 1915. But what happened to them after that? Far more New Zealanders were killed in northern France. In fact, 20,000 New Zealanders were killed in the First World War. And when you remember the New Zealand population was 1 million, it took a dreadful toll on New Zealand society.
But it took quite a heavy toll on UK society as well. I mean, I happen to know for a fact that the Lancashire Fusiliers took some pretty heavy casualties at Gallipoli. In fact, they won 6 VCs before breakfast.
Right.
So, so it wasn't just the New Zealanders.
Yeah.
So a lot of those New Zealanders were recuperated in the UK.
Yes, they were in places like Weymouth. There were recuperation hospitals right through. It's interesting to trace what happened to Walton. Walton, there were a lot of the amputees were based there.
Right.
But they blended into the British society. If you go to Walton, there's New Zealand Avenue, Auckland Street, and they left their mark on it.
Right.
And into the Second World War, a very good friend of mine who died recently, who is on Crete, he came over with the 5,000 that ended up here on their way to Egypt because of the submarines. They were taken round the Cape of Good Hope and actually based here before they actually went on to El Alamein and the campaign in North Africa and then into Italy.
Right. Now, you obviously, it's something you know a lot about, but what did you do any research prior to writing the book?
Well, I spent a large part of the 5 years it's taken me to produce it actually carrying out research. And then, of course, I was in New Zealand a couple of months ago, and of course you find out that there's great gaps, and if you only had that sort of thing. And of course, the real expert on this is Christopher Pugsley, and of course he's now gone back to retire to in New Zealand. But because of the anniversary of the First World War coming up, the New Zealand government are doing a lot of research, and they're going to do something quite big in New Zealand. And I'm going up to talk to the High Commission about doing a similar, making sure that New Zealand the contribution to New Zealand is not lost. It's now what has now emerged that with the great German advance of 1918, you remember, when they moved their troops from Russia, there was a 3-mile hole in the British lines, which New Zealand and Australian troops covered, having to march for 3 days on end and go straight into the line to do that. I'm launching the book at Waterstones.
Yeah, so you're doing that Waterstones Cambly on 25th of April.
The Anzac Day, yes.
That's Anzac Day, right?
Yeah, at 6:15, and anyone who wants to come is very welcome. Okay. Head of the Royal Military Academy were coming over. That's Sean McKnight. Ian Cullen, who's ex-Ved Kars, ex-playwright
world-renowned Shakespearean actor,
will be reading from the book. And I'm asking Mike Walker, who's the celebrated playwright, Radio 4 playwright, if he'd come and talk about it as well. So everybody would be very welcome.
Right.
And then at the Literary Festival coming up, which I think is wonderful, not because I'm there, but because to get Andrew Motion, to get
Tibernio. That's the Surrey Heath Literary Festival.
That's right.
Running between the 10th and 12th of May.
May, yeah.
At the Cambly Theatre. There's a number of events running.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's really, it would give great boost to literary life in this borough. And I hope as many people as possible will come along and join in.
Well, I was at last year's. It was fantastic. Yeah. And the year before, actually. Each year it's got busier and busier and busier. So I'm hoping this year is going to be a really busy year.
There's also a competition, a writer's competition, for children and adults. So you should get hold of the magazine,
the program
for the things coming up.
Right.
And encourage people to come along and join in.
Excellent. Now, how can people buy your book, Murray?
Okay, if you've got a Kindle, mm-hmm. it's on Kindle.
Oh, great.
If you go onto Amazon, mm-hmm. Type in Lulu, you can actually get a copy of the book through Lulu as well.
Right, wonderful. Well, look, Murray, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait to read the book, and I'm really looking forward to the launch of it, especially listening to Ian read excerpts from the book. I think that's going to be really, really cool. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.